Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about unique ways to improve your land. It's Jack Thursday. There's so many things, simple things that you can do to a piece of property that will set it apart from the 5 or 8 or 10 other pieces of property that are maybe listed for sale in the area. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about simple, fast, cheap ways to make your property stand out on the internet against all those other properties and keep you legal if we can. Like meth labs, that will make you stand out.
Oh, that's true.
But that's not the best way thing to do, I don't think.
Yeah.
Although it might sell fast.
The caution tape and all the stuff from the police, that will make your property stand out.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And please join us on Discord if you're already a member.
You should have called this unique and legal ways to improve your land.
Yeah, but we'll address some of the illegal ones just because it's fun.
Okay, got it. Where's my question? Here we go. Lee wrote, "Hi all, I just turned down a deal that wasn't for me, but the seller has other property that could be for another Land Academy member. How do I go about it? Where do I post it? Thanks." You know what? That was a thing for the deal board. That was the original intent of the deal board. I was passing on so many deals that I'm like, somebody should get this. I don't want it. It might be for somebody else because it's too small, too fill in the blank. I don't know the area that well, whatever it is. Usually it was too small money-wise, and I'd throw them up there. So now you could use, I'd say you don't need to, I wouldn't use Land Tank because that's not what that's for. What would you suggest?
I think this is chaos waiting to happen.
Oh, well, there's that too.
I think that if you go post it on Deal Board, which I'm not recommending at all. In fact, we need to stop talking about it on the show
because it is going to go away.
Decommissioning it.
Yeah.
If you have another person in the group that you like, maybe you know their name just because they're like Kevin Farrell, who's our moderator, would be a perfect candidate for this. He does this all the time. He marks it up a certain amount and just passes on the deal. Mm-hmm. And it's marks it up very small amount of money, less than $1,000, regardless of how large it is. Or at least that's what he reported to me the last time we talked about it. Actually, it was several months ago. So it's always better to go with somebody with a sentence like this. "Hey, Kevin, I just like this. I got this deal in. It's not for me. I know it's a good deal, but it's in, and we get great deals in all the time. Mm-hmm. For some reason, we just don't do it."
I gave one to Aaron the other day to give to somebody.
Okay, good.
We do it. What was, I do it. I don't want any money for it. I'm Land Academy. I just gave it away. I just said, "Hey, Aaron, here you go. Give it to somebody you like."
Jill, what was wrong with the deal?
Too small dollar-wise.
Excellent. Okay, so that's a perfect example.
I'm not going to run up and down for $4,000, but somebody else would.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What I would do is personally reach out to somebody that you have some respect for in all the, in the Discord or the land investors, and somebody who's going to give you a real straight answer, private answer on it. And they'll chances are somebody like Kevin will know. He'll know where it is. Oh, this is a perfect deal for XYZ because he's been involved in Land Academy for so long and with a lot of success. Mm-hmm. What I wouldn't do is just post it somewhere. And we learned that from the deal board. You can't just say, "I've got this 20 acres in Texas. I'm not going to buy it. It's $3,000. Here's the owner's phone number." That owner then gets like 20 calls, and it's just a mess.
Exactly.
So we learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
That all said, you can't let these deals go to waste because, they're great for new people.
Right.
So it's very nice of you. Most people, Lee, would just say,
"Yeah,
I'm not doing the deal." So I appreciate paying it forward.
That's sweet. Yep.
Today's topic is Jack Thursday, unique ways to improve your land. This is why you're listening.
So can we start with the don'ts first?
Yeah.
Let's make it more fun.
Go ahead.
Let's start with the ways that you don't want to improve your land. Number one, anything illegal. And when I mean illegal, like not just like, oh, it's a meth lab. Like you put an RV on there and RVs aren't allowed. You put a mobile on there, mobiles aren't allowed. Like, don't make it a problem for somebody. You move a junky car. You move your trash on there. You got in a new fridge and you put your old fridge out there. You know, don't do anything like that. So make it positive.
Staging a murder scene.
That's right. Exactly. Or just pretending, hey, this is where X movie was filmed.
Yeah.
That would be really funny. So, all right. I think we got that out of the way. What are your great newest and latest? Or you have more bad ones?
Well, no, that was a perfect parlay into what I really... Let's just cut to the chase and I'll tell you what I think the best answer is.
Okay.
I defy anyone to tell me where any property is not in an HOA that a shed is illegal. And I don't mean illegal criminally. I just mean like against the county rules. You can't put a shed. Right. You know, everyone can put a shed in their backyard, unless it's HOA property. Then I've seen
has really to be certain color, severe, certain height.
Yeah, severe issues.
May or may not have lived that life.
So if you go to Tough Shed, which is a relatively new company, and they started in the late '80s, they caught on to this, and this whole tiny house movement. They have sheds in there for $5,000. New ones, so you can probably find them way cheaper used, that look like a tiny house. It's just not finished on the inside. So I would, you know, we're experimenting with that right now. We're putting $5,000 tough sheds on property to see if we can justify another $10,000 increase in the property. That's already making $10,000 or $20,000 net anyway. But if we can get some extra juice out of it and it sells faster and it's kind of a feel-good thing and we're disclosing everything, look, this is a shed, we enclosed it, this is how we had it installed, this is when we did it, here's the receipt, this is what it looks like inside, it's completely unfinished.
There's no water, there's no power, you have to do all of that. And that's the point, I think you're right. You gotta be very clear with these properties, what it is and what it isn't.
And the properties where we're doing this are in unincorporated areas, so they're in county land properties that are zoned specifically and a certain size. So I know the county's gonna have, I researched and talked to people and they're not gonna say anything about this. In fact, the people at this specific county are going to be happy about the fact that we're improving the property. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that this is a dinner bell for DIYs, you know, do-it-yourselfers, where they might finish the thing.
Yeah.
Or at least they might put it, it gets other juices flowing. Mm-hmm. It's not just, your whole point to doing this exercise is to, now it's not just a piece of vacant land. Mm-hmm. Now it starts to get you thinking. It's like, you know what? I could go out there. I don't need a $400,000 cabin. I could go buy a $30,000 piece of property that's an hour and a half out of town and, you know, have a couple of beers and hang out.
I have one other thing, too. What is so important here is getting eyes. Properties with more views and more eyes on it sell faster, period. And what better way, other than having that beautiful shot, I'm going to say use the word dreamy, with the from the ground looking up, big puffy white clouds on a blue sky and this gorgeous, you know, mountain in the background, and then there's a structure on it? Who even cares? I'm going to click it on it because now I'm all curious. You're going to get way more eyes on it. You have a lead photo like that going out, not a 3D image from a VA in the Philippines, you know, on a Google Earth topographical map. That's not going to get you the views that this is going to get you.
And it's not your grandfather's shed. These sheds have windows and French doors and they have porches, you know, and they're made out of incredibly durable material, composite material from recycled plastic. And they anchor it to the ground. So Jill and I just went to a home show.
Yep.
And we got sidetracked. We intentionally sidetracked ourselves with the Tough Shed representative in this area.
Right.
And, you know, we're starting down the path there.
Not your grandfather's shed.
No, it's...
I wrote, that's funny.
It looks like it's out of a postcard.
Mm-hmm. They're cool. They have lofts in them.
And they're meant... They're designed... It's granted, it's a finished shed. Exterior frame that's anchored, usually on dirt. There's no concrete involved, which makes it so cheap. But it's the greatest photo op ever. You know, Hollywood's been doing stuff like this forever.
True.
They build shells of buildings for perfect shots. So this is just an extension of that. If you get a bigger one, you really can see yourself
camping
in there or living in there just for a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it opens the property up to a whole different class of buyers.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go. I'm all about the eyes on it. That's my thing. I want the views. I want the eyes. You want your property to stand out. Even you did everything right, and you're one of five properties for sale of like kind in this area. You know, why would you still not want to be the one that everybody looks at? Yours will sell fast.
So then there's a big topic of the junk. There's so many on our Thursday webinar, Jill and I talk about, we review people's deals in our group. And there's always somebody on there that says, I got this property back. They signed the purchase agreement, or the numbers really work on it. It's a great property, but it's got an old semi on it. It's got a junkyard filled with, fill in the blank. It's got old tires on it. Somebody's been using it as a dumping site. To which we say, to which I almost always say, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. It differentiates your property from the property that might be next door. There is a line to that, though.
Yeah, depending what it is.
You know, old tires might be a problem from an EPA standpoint. You know, you got to make sure that the environment, it's environmentally sound. I turned away a huge deal one time because it had old refrigerators on it, and the coolant, the Freon, is very toxic.
We had one where we had a big shed on there. Remember, it had a bunch of old cars on it and a big stuff that were like, we don't know what we were. It was sending the wrong message of what could have been inside that thing.
If there's 20 or 30, 55-gallon drums in the back, you know, that are rusted out, that's really a bad sign.
Right.
But if there's an old semi on there, that's not so bad.
How about an old mobile?
Yeah, old mobile homes are great. If there's signs of, you can detect pretty quickly if a house has ever been built on the property.
Yeah.
Those are all really good things.
Yep. And just a pad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a pad, and you could see, I think there's a well there. That's great. Something like that. It's awesome.
There's a difference between an EPA Superfund site and a former house. Mm-hmm. And so, and it, they tend to be, for new investors, they tend to be treated the same way. And they're not. A former house on a property is, I don't know, I've never looked at a property like that and said, oh, darn, there used to be a house there. Usually everybody's jumping up and down. Because it gets you thinking, oh, somebody can put another house on there.
Yep. And some of the stuff's already done. The work's already done.
Old RVs can be successful. Mm-hmm. That's you can get in some trouble. You got to check with zoning on that.
Right. What else can you think of?
Containers, like shipping containers, I've heard that are very inexpensive. And like Jill said yesterday, that if you put in your posting there, hey, there's a 20-foot container on the site that's, I don't know what's in there. That's going to get attractive a lot of attention. Some of it may be unwanted attention. So, but my point is just start to think about how you can improve your land. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a bunch of stuff in your garage or in your shed or in your barn that, you know, you've been looking to get rid of anyway. And you've got an old car, maybe just throw it out there. You know, I'm not saying break the law and check with the rules and all that stuff before you do that, but.
It's kind of funny.
It's going to make it different.
You can get creative.
If you put an old Model T that you don't think's worth too much money out on the property, you're going to attract a huge amount of attention.
Happy you could join us today, Monday through Friday. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called, well, it's Jill Friday, and she's going to talk about how 1/3 of our members have quit their jobs. You are not alone. Your real estate ambition.
Even that number I didn't expect. When our team came to us and shared that, I'm like, what are you talking about?
That shocks me.
I'm like,
this
what?
I still can't get over this.
What?
I really mean it.
I can't.
You know, gosh, there's so many. Can you imagine? I would have never thought that was a possibility when we started Land Academy.
I didn't think that either.
It makes me actually,
happy.
I feel pride.
Me too. Hey, you need to send out a few thousand offers like we do to property owners. Check out offers2owners.com. It's offers, the number 2, and owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, and exceptional service. We should know because it's our company. Give Offers to Owners a call today.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.